going into those like leadership positions help you grow as a person so much. And so there's so much personal development that's there. That's not only just like the academic development that Shannon was talking about with jobs or even like class projects, just the personal growth that you can go through is amazing. And I would recommend it for everyone. Like, you can fail and it's fine. You have a great team behind you that is just willing to support you and watch you grow.
You're listening to What the Tech, a podcast powered by the Computer Science Department of UCalgary, here to deconstruct complex computer science topics bit by bit and explain what the tech is going on.
In this episode, we talked to multiple guests about their experience as part of a club at the University of Calgary and how it has contributed to their life as a student. First up, we speak with Colin from the Computer Science Undergraduate Society.
Welcome back to the podcast. We are here with Colin of CSIS, so the Computer Science Undergraduate Society. And yeah, welcome to the show, Colin. I'll just start off by asking, what is your club about and what are your club's goals?
Yeah, our main goal as CSIS is to build a social community for computer science undergraduate students. Wow, that's a mouthful. But our goal is to create an inviting community where CompSci people can meet each other, get help from each other, and really just find a community to have, you know, to make the entire experience better.
Nice, that's awesome. I guess I'll ask, how did you get involved with CSIS and maybe what's your role in the club?
Yeah, so, you know, like a lot of other CSIS members, I found the club by stumbling into our club room on the first floor of Math Science. So we're just take a right-hand turn as you're coming into the labs towards the bathrooms, and we're just a little past that. And so we have a little club room, people come hang out. And so how I got on the club initially was just hanging out there and meeting people. So this year I'm taking on the VPM academic position. So I'll be helping put on some of our more academically focused events throughout the year.
Nice, that's super cool.
Cool. And before I jump into the next question, do you know by hand what room number that is, the club room is, just for new students listening?
We are MS-130.
All right. Very cool. MS-130. Good to know. So what has your club been up to this past year throughout the pandemic? And yeah.
So like a lot of other clubs, we went a little quieter than normal. But we've been, during the pandemic, we've been trying to host little get-togethers for people to come play games online. We have had a very active Discord over the last year, and people just come hang out in the voice channels and play video games with each other and get to know each other. This last year, we put on Calgary Hacks, which is our yearly hackathon. And thanks to being online, we were able to attract students from across Canada. And so it was our largest Calgary Hacks ever. With, I believe we were hitting 700 participants or just under.
Hey listeners, just a quick aside, CSIS will be hosting Calgary Hacks again this upcoming year, and that will be happening February 19th to 20th if anyone is interested.
Wow, that's very cool. That's very, very interesting. And what kind of, you know, cool things did you see in that competition?
So there are a ton of really cool old projects. One of the projects was a system for borrowing electronic components from other students. I think there was a system that uses recognition to help you study. I think there was also like a virtual club space application that developed. So there's some pretty cool things. Keeping in mind that everyone is developing this in under 24 hours to come up with an idea, develop the idea, and create a pitch. So it's always amazing to see what people do in that really short period of time.
Yeah, that sounds super, super cool. And just for any new students listening to the podcast right now, what is a hackathon? Do you mind explaining that for us?
Yeah. So a hackathon is essentially a team project on steroids. So at the beginning of a hackathon, you and your team are given a few topics from the organizing committee. And your goal is to make the coolest project surrounding those topics within 24 hours. And so at the end of the 24 hours, we get everyone together and you present your project to a panel of judges. Oftentimes we have the judges come in from industry as well as some professors. And so you present your project as a group and potentially win some money in our prizes. It's also a great way to meet people in industry, make some connections. I've known a few people that have gotten internships through it. And it's also just a great way to, you know, improve your ability to work as a group, improve your ability to think of cool ideas on your feet.
That sounds really neat. Are you guys planning to do Calgary Hacks again this year, or are there any other events that you're really looking forward to?
Yeah, so we're just starting talks about how we're going to do Calgary Hacks this year. We're hoping to do some hybrid events so that, you know, we can start getting back into the sort of a normal feel Calgary Hacks. Being able to invite people across country is really cool, but there's definitely something about having everyone in the room working really hard together that you don't get online. But we still want to be able to invite people across Canada. So we're planning to do something, hopefully something hybrid this year, but that's still in the planning phases of stuff. But yeah, hopefully to make it as fun as we can again this year.
That's really cool. Yeah, that's great to hear that you guys are expecting to do some great things in the upcoming year. What are you specifically looking forward to for the next year?
Just the mundane things about clubs, the thing I'm looking forward to getting back to. One of my favorite events of the years always are open house at the beginning of the year. You get to meet a ton of cool people. We bring video games and board games out to one of the lecture halls. You get to chat with a ton of different people in all different years of comp sci and have fun together. And you can meet some really cool people doing that. So yeah, some of these more mundane events are definitely what I'm looking forward to getting back to and just being able to connect with people in comp sci in person again. In terms of like other stuff that's coming up that I'm looking forward to, we're trying to get a networking event going this year in the fall, bring some companies out to help people with interview skills and other skills get you hired and give you a chance to talk with people working at these companies. That's still very much in its early phases, but I'm really hoping that turns out to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys have a ton of really cool stuff planned. For anyone listening or for anyone who's maybe looking forward to joining your club, where can they see like these events being announced or anything up and coming? Do you guys have like an Instagram or Discord?
CSIS U Calgary is our Instagram. We announce all of our things there. You can also find a link to our Discord. That's the main way you can come out and talk to people. It's super active. It's a great place to ask questions. If you have any, if you're a new student, if you have any concerns about coming to comp sci, there's always someone willing to share their experiences there.
Awesome.
That's super cool. So what would you say that students get out of being in CSIS?
Be able to connect with other comp sci students. It can occasionally feel somewhat lonely being in comp sci and going through your classes. But through CSIS, at least I've really found a community and like-minded people that I can chat with, run ideas through, that I know faces in classes that, you know, I've talked to. So yeah, for me, it's really the community.
Awesome. And I guess I'll follow up by asking maybe what is one tip you have for someone who's either new to computer science or has never joined a club before?
My biggest tip is if you're new to computer science and or you're new to the university experience, just chat with people. If you're in a class, turn to your next door neighbor in a class and strike up a conversation. Most people aren't doing much at the start of class. And gain to know people. If you know you're around, come on to our club room. It's much easier doing computer science with everyone else than alone.
Yeah, for sure. That's a great tip. So for anyone maybe who is interested in joining the club, are you guys accepting new members or do you have any exec roles open? And how can students reach out to you guys?
So our exec recruiting typically starts in spring. So that's usually when we do our exec recruiting.
Hi, listeners. I just wanted to add a quick clarification here. CSIS actually does recruiting in the winter semester close to the spring season. So it'll be partway through the winter semester that you can apply for executive roles.
We're a relatively open door club. So other than being a exec, just come hang out. Best way to do that at the moment is our Discord. which again, you can find on our Instagram page. If you're coming in the fall, come say hi to the people in MS-130. That's sort of the best way to start getting involved.
That sounds great. Well, thank you so much, Colin, for being on our show today. It was great to learn more about CSIS, and I hope you have a great upcoming academic year.
You guys too. Thank you for having me.
The next guests that we will hear from are Shanna and Lauren from the Women in Computer Science Club.
Welcome, Shanna and Lauren. It's lovely to have you here to talk about the Women in Computer Science Club. I guess I'll just start out by kind of asking, what does Women in Computer Science do and kind of what your club is all about?
Yeah, our club is aimed towards mostly just women and non-binary folks in computer science, people who might not feel like they have a place or who just might be looking for a community within computer science to kind of come network, improve their skills and make some friends and join our activities. So we have activities every other week. They can range from anything from like a social activity, like a games night. We do networking events. We do career nights, just things like that.
Perfect.
Cool. Lauren, do you have anything to add on there?
If you had to like define the Women in Computer Science Club, it's definitely like a place to empower and bring a light on women in computer science, which I feel like is a very underrepresented field. Yeah, just empowering them and making it more visible.
That's awesome.
Hey, listeners, just a quick note. If you're interested in learning more about women in computer science, we recently did a podcast with them. So check it out on whatever platform you're listening on.
And then I guess I'll also ask kind of what your guys' role is within the club and how you started or joined the club.
Yeah, so Lauren and I were actually both co-founders of this club. We started it together. I believe we started talking about this, what was it, second year, fall 2019. We had it was like a woman in computer science tea that they had. And Lauren and I were in the same math class at the time, actually. And so we were like, hey, are you going to this thing? We both ended up going. And it's something that kind of came up while we were at this tea. And about a year later, I'd say August 2020, I reached out to her again and I was like, hey, we should definitely start this. And so along with a couple other girls, we started talking about it. We started putting our constitution together, collecting numbers, deciding what exactly it was that we wanted to do with this club. And we got going in December. So we started as a club in January. And I'm the president.
And I'm the secretary of the club. I think just adding to that, Shanna, another big reason that we decided to create like our own club instead of maybe starting something within one of the other clubs was because we went and we tried to join several other clubs to find socialization, to find other women in computer science and in technology fields. And what we found was many of the computer science clubs, like the computer science field, is male dominated. And oddly enough, the female, like women in STEM and stuff like that, computer science was quite underrepresented. So we kind of felt like marginalized in all of these other clubs that we were joining at the time. And so we kind of just wanted to make a space like for that like niche group of like crossover between computer science and women identifying people.
Nice. That's really neat. I guess I'll follow up by kind of saying, what are you guys most excited about for the club this year? Do you have anything planned?
Personally, for me, I'm really excited about running a club in person for the first time. Hopefully, fingers crossed, the SU is still kind of changing their recommendations around right now, which is totally understandable. But hopefully at some point this year, we'll get to run some in-person events and get to see some of our members in person for the first time. We are currently planning a networking event with one of the other computer science clubs, the Computer Science Undergraduate Society. That's going to be happening in the fall sometime. And we have a few other events kind of planned here and there. So we'll be definitely posting about those on our Instagram as they come up. Stay tuned. I'm also excited for the fact that this is going to be our first full year running as a club. And we also hopefully will have a little bit more funding this year, which is really exciting. So I think there's a lot of good things coming.
Yeah, we're really excited for that networking event. It's something that's been really requested by pretty much every single member that we've talked to. It looks like networking is kind of a thing that doesn't really happen in a lot of technical fields. So I think that's going to be super exciting because it's going to be one of like the first, it's like a trial, first of its kind. It's going to be great.
Yeah. I mean, we did something kind of like it in March. We did have an industry networking event. It was over Zoom though. It just wasn't as personal as it could have been. And I think that being able to do this in person is going to be really, really beneficial and really cool.
Yeah, that's super exciting. Your first in-person networking event. It'll be great to see some new faces. I guess I'll ask, are you guys accepting new members, or if somebody is interested in joining the club, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, so it's actually pretty simple. We are always accepting new members. At the moment, we're not levying a club fee. It may be something that we revisit in the future, but it will always be free to participate, join the Discord. I'd say joining the Discord would be the biggest part, because that's where most of our social stuff happens. And then the events that we have outside of that are kind of optional.
The Discord is by far the best one. We have a ton of people in there already. I think we have over 100 people in the Discord itself.
And it is pretty active.
It's very active. Everyone there is super nice. So we have tons of channels that are just, you know, meeting up on campus. We had study rooms open during the semester where people could just drop in and drop out. We have a ton of Q&A sections where people can ask about professors or classes, who might have a textbook for next semester, stuff like that. It's definitely a big social hub for us. So I would say like that's definitely the place that you should reach out to.
Great. Yeah, that's awesome. And then I guess kind of my final question is maybe for somebody who's never joined a club or who's nervous about joining a club, do you have any advice for them? And kind of what's your favorite part about taking on the leadership role in this club?
So I guess just in terms of joining a club to begin with, I would say do it. If you've never joined a club on campus before, it is the single best way to make friends. I didn't really join any clubs in my first year because I was notorious in high school for doing way too many things and overwhelming myself. So I was really, really careful about not doing that in my first year. But I think starting second, third year, I really started to get more involved with clubs and I made so many new friends. Even last year during the pandemic year, just having such a high involvement within so many clubs, I think I made more friends than probably any other year on campus, even though there was a pandemic going on. And generally, people are always really, really friendly, even if you aren't in a leadership role, even if you're just an active member who just is showing up all the time. You're going to meet people, you're going to have a good time. You know, you meet people with a common interest as you. And then in terms of taking on leadership roles, I think it is really, really important. It's important, first of all, to find something that you're passionate about. Not just kind of picking up club roles in order to fill out your resume or things like that, because you're not going to get as much out of it. You're not going to be as interested or as engaged, but you really, when you take on a leadership role in something that you're interested in, you can really make a difference in it. You know, you can throw your ideas out and it's just a really fulfilling experience. And it also has a lot of benefits in the future. Like if you're applying for jobs, I'd say if you have high extracurricular involvement, that can be more important than your GPA. Joining a club in a leadership position is definitely a really good way to go.
Lauren, did you have anything you wanted to add on?
If I had to add on to anything, that M part about like leadership positions, like they give you so much. And like none of us were like born leaders or like we knew what we were doing going in the gate. There was a lot of mistakes we made. We had to ask for a lot of help, a lot of trials that we had to go through. And we're looking as well to help ease that process with people in the future, which is why we opened up junior exec positions pretty early on. We had so many people that were interested in learning from our mistakes, essentially. So I think that going into those like leadership positions help you grow as a person so much. And so there's so much personal development that's there. That's not only just like the academic development that Shannon was talking about with jobs or even like class projects, just the personal growth that you can go through is amazing. And I would recommend it for everyone. Like, you can fail and it's fine. You have a great team behind you that is just willing to support you and watch you grow.
And if I can actually just add on to that, about the junior executive positions, that is something that almost not every club, it is club to club, but I think most clubs offer that program. And it, the way that it looks kind of changes from club to club, but generally it just means that you can shadow another club executive, or you can help out in a club at kind of a lesser capacity, and just kind of get to see what the club's all about, have a bit more support maybe if you're not really ready to jump into a full executive position. Maybe you're a first or a second year, and you're kind of worried about what that commitment's going to look like, or you're not really sure what the jobs will entail. Becoming a junior executive is a really, really good way to see what that's all about. And if you are a junior executive and a position opens up in that club the next year, generally clubs will hire from their junior executives before they'll go out and hire from the public. So you're almost guaranteed a spot in the club the next year if one opens up.
Great advice, I would say, for getting involved with clubs and improving as a person and academically. Thank you, Shanna and Lauren. It was lovely getting to know more about Women in Computer Science and the two of you. Where can people reach out to you if they have any questions?
Yeah, so we're active on Instagram. I believe our handle is wics.uofc. So that's wics.uofc. We also have an email. It is wicsuofc@gmail.com. And then, of course, the Discord.
We also have a LinkedIn page. So if you're more on, like, I know most people have that, looking for jobs and whatnot, you can always find us at Wics there.
Our final guests on the show today are Alexandra and Joshua, who are from the Information Security Club.
Hey, What the Tech listeners. I am back with Kelsey, and we are here with the Information Security Club at the University of Calgary. We've got Joshua and Alex here today.
Hi.
Hey, everyone.
So I'll just start off by asking you guys, what is your club about and what are your club goals?
So we're the Information Security Club at the U of C, and the really big reason why we started our club is that we wanted a way for students at the University of Calgary to learn about information security. It was a really big goal of mine to get into the field, but I didn't really know what constituted working in information security, and it was really hard to figure it out. You can't really take any courses at the University of Calgary that are related to cybersecurity or information security until your fourth year. So we wanted to make a club and possibly attract a bunch of alike students who wanted to learn the same things as us and get into it, and maybe that they would teach us because they might be more familiar. That didn't end up working out, and we ended up starting to teach everyone else just basic cybersecurity technical concepts.
Cool. Very cool. Joshua, do you want to add on that?
Just for my part, I was not one of the founding members, unlike Alex. So I joined when they started teaching people things. And yeah, that's how I got attracted to it as well. Just everything that they taught, and got to learn a bunch.
Cool. So just for new, students listening in the podcast, could you give us a quick rundown on what information security is and cybersecurity?
So I guess information security is the more broad concept. It's how do we protect our information, especially in a digital realm? Like, how do I make sure that that information, whatever I consider to be my personal thing, is mine? Cybersecurity is a little more narrow and specifically deals with computers and how we deal with the information in there and how we make sure that people can't access things that they're not allowed to. So we decided to become the Information Security Club actually purposefully because we want to be a lot broader than just cybersecurity. We're interested in law and policy and information security, how it touches the health sector, et cetera. So information security is a lot broader than what people typically think of like hacking and Facebook issues and stuff like that.
Cool. Very cool. That sounds great. And then that brings me on to my next question. What have you been doing this past year with the pandemic?
So the meat and potatoes of our club really is workshops. We really wanted to learn cybersecurity and like technical concepts of how you get into this coming from a computer science degree. So we started teaching workshops. They're completely hands-on ways to learn cybersecurity skills and happen regularly on Monday at 6 p.m. Over the last year, all of those were recorded and we streamed them online. Previous to the pandemic, we did do them in person because we think community is a really big thing. We have beginner and advanced workshops that happen in conjunction in the fall, just so people who don't know as much can get into it. But those of you who are a little more familiar with cybersecurity and do it on your own or have previously been in our club can still keep learning and getting better. These workshops span several topics in InfoSec, but they're mostly related to offensive security, which we call red teaming. So that's what you imagine hackers doing in like movies and stuff, just like actively trying to hack into things. But we're also trying to get a lot more into blue team, which is defensive security, which is what you would think of someone working at a company trying to prevent those hackers from getting in would do.
Very cool. That sounds great. And for the upcoming year, you mentioned like this past year, you guys streamed all your sessions. What are your plans for this upcoming year?
That is still tentative. We would really like to get back in person and do workshops in person. We think we're going to do a mixed format as long as the university goes back, just because we really like that community that we build from being together. A lot of times in computer science, we like to go sit in our rooms by ourselves in front of our computers and just do what we know best. But I actually really like meeting other students that are there interested in it and want to work together and teach me and just that community. We also do quite a few more things with our club. Josh can introduce the speaker series.
So one other thing that we do is the speaker series. It's an opportunity available to all of our premium members, just a $10 fee for the year, really. And so we bring in about five people from the industry who give presentations on various topics for what they do in information security. So for instance, we had last year, Adam McMath. He is the cybersecurity GM at the Calgary Airport Authority. And so he did a topic on threat intelligence. So all these speakers, they do their presentation, students are free to ask questions and ask for advice, for instance, on how to get into the field, how the industry professionals made their way into their career. And so we always have like a little Q&A session so that people are free to ask any questions they like. And we've found it to be really valuable for all the students and even for us, because cybersecurity and information security is really so broad. So hearing from different perspectives really gives you an idea of maybe what you could do in the future too. And so we plan on having five more as well for this year over the fall and winter terms. And actually the first speaker of the year has been confirmed for October. It's gonna be Chris Shepard talking about open source intelligence. Yeah, so should be fun.
Another thing that we do is we have quite a few things that our club does. We also do high school outreach. So we have a workshop that's directed towards beginners in cybersecurity, specifically high school kids who maybe don't know much about information security or that it's even a possible career choice or something they could study in university, just to introduce them to the topic. I know that I personally didn't even consider that this could be a job I could have when I was in high school, and I didn't really approach it until much later into university. So we really want to give them that head start as like, this is a thing you could do.
Cool. That sounds great. I'm so glad to hear that you guys have such big plans for the upcoming year. That brings me to my next question. Are you guys looking for new members? And I guess I'll pose that question specifically to Josh, but also to Alex, because Josh, you said you joined after attending some events. So I'd love to hear a little bit about that.
So we will be looking for new members this upcoming year, both for people who want to attend the workshops, attend our various events, as well as for executives if they'd like to join and help out the team. But so I joined last year, September 2020, during online. So it was a great way to be with a community of people who are also interested in information security awareness and the different skills you can learn. So the way I got into it myself was through actually a course at U of C, Explorations into Information Security and Privacy. And I was introduced to the club by the former president at the time who was TAing it. And I was really interested in it from that. So we will be also, so we will have workshops going starting in September if anyone would like to check them out. And that's a great way to see what we do, see the technical skills we teach. And as well, we have our Discord, which is a great way to get in touch with us, ask us any questions you like.
Cool. Yeah. Alex, do you want to add on to that at all?
Just that we're always looking for new people to join our club. We've worked really hard to develop our workshops and just like our club culture itself in a way that invites beginners. I find a lot of times it feels like you need to know everything about a topic before you can even join a club or before you can even start doing it. And we've really worked on making sure that our workshops are for beginners, are for people in first year, are for people in high school who actually have no idea what cybersecurity is, or maybe even really computer science. In first year, you might not have a lot of technical experience in anything. And we really just want that they feel that they can understand and that they can learn in this setting and ask questions and not feel judged or worried about getting something wrong. So we really built our club culture and just the way our club operates for beginners. So yes, we're always looking for new members.
That sounds great. Yeah. That brings me into my next question. What will students, you know, get out of being in this club?
First and foremost, the main thing that I'd say is the learning and the fun of it. So a lot of the stuff we do, I've found to be very fun. So for instance, the workshops, they teach you skills related to like ethical hacking, even things like how white hat hacking is for companies to hire you to attack their systems. We teach a much lesser form of it, but it's still really fun to be able to learn those types of skills, especially if you watch it in the movies and you wonder, hey, what are they doing? And then you're learning a lot. So as we mentioned, the workshops are very hands-on. And so we will always make sure that we'll teach you something. You can go off and do it yourself, and then we'll all come back together and we will go over it to make sure that you really understand the topic. As well, you can always ask any of us for help for it. And it also provides a great value, especially for even if you're like doing the computer science degree, a lot of the things you'll learn in the courses, they can relate to a lot of information security topics. So for instance, reverse engineering, that uses a lot of assembly programming, which students have to learn in a computing machinery course. And so you learn kind of a new way to apply what you've learned in these courses through the club. As well, with the community that we've set up, I think one of my favorite parts is that we have a community that's really focused on information security and privacy awareness. So you get to keep up to date with events. You get to learn the latest data breaches, which are always fun. And yeah, you get to just learn a lot more.
I just want to speak on this topic because it's close to my heart. I think up until university, everything that you're doing in life is to like further your career. So you might be working really hard to get good grades and to just get into your next university or whatever the grades that you need to get into the program that you want to be in. But in university, I think it's really important to get involved and like make those relationships and connect with other students. And also just do something fun, like I think the club is a lot of fun. Most of my friends exist in it. And I think it's really important for students to just get involved with anything they find mildly interesting. So if you think that information security might be something that's sort of fun or something you'd like to get into, it's a great way to meet other students that might become lifelong friends. It's a great way to learn to see if you even like that thing and just do something more with your time, especially because companies really like it when you can prove that you have a passion, and this club is a way to prove that you have a passion. We also provide a lot of opportunities to understand the industry a little bit more and network possibly with companies, which is really important if you're trying to seek a job in the industry or if you just want to see what jobs are even out there.
Cool. That sounds great. Yeah, no, I'm super excited for students to attend those workshops and really get involved with your club. Where can they find you?
So we're available most our Discord, which you can find on our website, infosecucalgary.ca, is a really big community hub. We have, I think, over 600 members within our Discord of just people that are ex-students, current students, industry members, people within the university as well that are just interested to see what we're doing. People talk there all the time. They'll hang out in voice chats and work on different cybersecurity competitions or just chat and play games. It's a really big community, and it's usually also where we do all of our announcements for workshops and everything. Our website is also a great resource. We will be putting up our calendar there as well with everything that we're going to be doing throughout the year. And we also have Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I believe it's InfosecUCalgary on all of them. And if you have any questions about anything that our club does, our email is infosec.ucalgary@gmail.com.
Cool. That sounds sweet. Thank you so much, Joshua and Alexandra, for coming onto the show today. We really appreciated your time and hearing more about the Information Security Club here at UCalgary.
Thank you. thank you for having us. It was awesome to speak.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for tuning into this episode of the What the Tech podcast. Thanks again to all our guests on today's episode. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at @UofC_CPSC and leave us a review wherever you're listening.